Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please sit down. Well, one of the most tragic headlines over the past week or so read, "Christmas is cancelled in Bethlehem." Well, not quite true, of course, for however dreadful the situation might be, Christmas will always happen. Christ comes again and again as our Emmanuel, our God with us, whether there are celebrations or not. Nevertheless, the symbolism is inescapable, and the appalling devastation we read of daily in the land of Jesus' birth seems to fly in the face of the hope and the promise of peace in the season of goodwill. And this year, seemingly more than ever, the world news has been dominated by hostility and the inevitable suffering of innocence, which is the cruel consequence of man at war with man. There are countless men, women, and children across the world for whom celebration is the last thing on their mind at this time. And yet, as Christians, we know that the Christmas message of hope, of God's unconditional love for his wayward children, as manifest in the birth of the Christ child, full of grace and truth, this cannot be suppressed. The streets of Bethlehem may be deserted this year, yet in the word of the familiar carol, "In those dark streets shineth the everlasting light." And in a church in Bethlehem, instead of the familiar crib, the Christ child is depicted lying in a pile of rubble, a stark reminder that however devastating the suffering is, Christ is always, always there with us. Well, the Christmas stories which resonate so much at this time of the year tell us that God chose to be born as one of us, born into an ordinary family in a dangerous world, the occupied countries of the first century. The hopes and fears of all the years appeared in that little town, and they are as real today as they were then. Well, in 1939, George VI, in his Christmas message to people facing a very dark and a very uncertain future, quoted the Minnie Haskins poem, "The Gate of the Year." I'm sure you know it. He said, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than a light and safer than a known way." It was that flame of hope that led the faithful Mary and Joseph to that inhospitable town of David all those years ago. They set out obediently. They travelled miles away from home, cut off from their family. And Mary gave birth in the dark of the night, sharing a space with the animals in a lowly stable attached to a jam-packed inn. And yet in that same darkness, ordinary shepherds on the hillside saw the night sky shattered by the explosion of light, and they heard the angels bringing that message of peace and goodwill. And like Mary and Joseph before them, they did not fail in their response. As we've just heard in our gospel reading, immediately they hurried down to Bethlehem to find the Holy Family and to share with everyone what they had been told. And Christmas is a time for family. And whatever family means to each one of us, that scene in the Nativity stable holds us together as God's human family. We are his beloved children. As God's family, we are given the Spirit of Christ, as St. Paul describes so eloquently this morning in our first reading from Galatians. We can cry out, Abba, Father, for we are all children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, in all our wonderful difference and diversity. And wherever we are this Christmastide, in gladness or sadness, heartache or delight, in joy or in sorrow, we are held together in his precious love. So today we think about the Holy Family and how those amazing events of that first Christmas shaped the future of Mary, Joseph, and their newborn son for all time. Born into poverty, miles away from home, the light of the world was heralded by angel voices and lowly shepherds. This was no ordinary birth. And Mary, we are told, treasured all that happened and pondered them in her heart. And at this holy time, we are called to do likewise. The Holy Family faced difficult times ahead, but they went on into the unknown, trusting in God's infinite goodness and confident that all should be well. So whatever the future may hold, let us pray for the grace that we too may go forward into the darkness, holding fast to the hand which guides and protects us, and listening always down the midnight clear for that love song of the angels. Amen.